The then fiance and now wife of Ray Rice is continuing to defend them. Remember, they had this press conference back in July, and she said something to the effect of apologizing for her role in what happened while he made his apology. She's now doubled down and told ESPN that she feels that she's being victimized all over again by members of the media, causing her and Ray Rice to relive the horrible tragedy that they say they've been reliving every single day. Areva Martin is an attorney and broadcast legal analyst, also children's rights advocate, president of the Special Needs Network, Inc. Areva, thank you very much for coming on again. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Larry, for having me. Such an important discussion that this nation is having after, you know, viewing that Ray Rice videotape.
Areva, the first question I have is, do you believe that the NFL and the Baltimore Ravens never saw that videotape?
Hard for me to believe. Now, you know, I don't have any facts to substantiate my suspicion, but given their tremendous access, you know, the high-powered lawyers that they have, the unofficial agreements that law enforcement have with security personnel, it's a little hard for me to believe that they did not or could not have had access to that tape, which was made available to TMZ.
And Areva, did we need to know, to see the tape to know that when you open the elevator and you see a woman on the floor and he drags her out, she didn't just faint because it was hot?
Absolutely not. And those of us in the community that speak out on issues like this, you know, all along have believed that the punishment given by the Ravens and NFL was, you know, was just too light, and that something happened in that elevator that included an altercation that included, you know, Janae Rice being struck at least once, if not multiple times, by her then boyfriend.
Now, Areva Martin, I can imagine the NFL union, which, by the way, so far has not said what they're going to do. All they said is that the tape seemed very disturbing and were bothered by it, but they've not said whether or not they're going to defend Ray Rice. But my suspicion is that they will. I think they're going to say this, Areva. Look, you gave a punishment that was consistent with what the punishment was at the time. You had every opportunity to get the videotape. Furthermore, Ray Rice told you what he did. He described what he did, and there's nothing about his description that's inconsistent with what you saw later on the tape. So you gave him the punishment that you thought was appropriate. Now, because the media comes out with this and people are appalled by the two-game suspension, we're going to throw the guy out of the league altogether? Uh-uh, says the NFL union. Not fair. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I think there are going to be a couple of problems with that argument. One is this doesn't fall under the collective bargaining agreement. This is in the personal conduct clause of Ray Rice's contract with the Ravens. So it ends up back in the hands of the commissioner if he does file an appeal. So the sole discretion to make a decision on this is going to be the commissioner. So that's one problem. The second problem is there are some, you know, innuendos that were made by the team that Ray Rice was not completely honest when he spoke with the team and described what happened. So I'm not so certain he's going to be able to make such a clear statement. If you remember the statements made by his attorney after the story first broke, he said things like, you know, the tape doesn't tell the whole story.
Right.
Well, it didn't. There's going to be more suggesting that Ray was going to be exonerated.
Well, according to the ESPN, quote, the source said that Rice admitted to the Ravens from the start that he was guilty of striking Janae and for the most part accurately described what happened, end of quote. So I'm just saying that ESPN is saying that Ray told the team what happened and the tape seems to support what Ray said, which means the team knew that Ray struck her in the face, knocked her out, and then still gave her two games anyway.
Well, I know that I've read some inconsistent statements, and we'll just have to see. I think there's going to be a lot of finger-pointing. I don't think we've gotten to the truth of this entire matter. I think the NFL needs to do a much more thorough investigation, because how is it that they didn't have a tape? Whose responsibility was it to get it? Should someone be fired? Should someone be reprimanded for their failure to do a thorough investigation? I'm appalled that it took the NFL, you know, 6 months and the disclosure by a media, you know, giant like TMZ to cause this to come to a head, because this is a much bigger issue. And it shouldn't take the media. It should take respect for women. It should take a zero tolerance for domestic violence to have caused them to act, and not the disclosure of the tape.
Areva Martin, Esquire, is my guest. She's a children's rights advocate, president of Special Needs Network, Inc. Okay, Areva, let's talk about Janae. You know, they had that joint press conference back in July where she essentially said, I'm sorry for my role in what happened. And now she's doubled down and accusing the media of causing her and her husband to relive this tragedy all over again. They're working on it. They were in counseling. We were good to go. And now you've taken away my husband's livelihood. She says it's not fair.
Well, of course, she's hurt. She's angry. She's embarrassed. She's humiliated. Who wouldn't be? Living out something so private in the public light, having, you know, yourself exposed to the world involved in not only a physical altercation, but, you know, the cursing, the spitting, all the things that happen on that tape. I can understand her feelings, but the reality is, you know, professional football players are public figures in this society. They make a lot of money. They're held, you know, in some ways in high esteem by many members of society. So to expect that this would be a private matter is a little unrealistic. But, you know, I feel her pain, and she gets to make, they have to make whatever decisions are in their best interest. And I hope, I do hope that they're getting good advice about how to handle this media storm. Because we've seen, you know, this is a country of second chances. So we've seen many people that have been in similar situations who've come back and have lived, you know, great productive lives, gotten their great jobs back. So I think how they handle this situation over the next 30, 60, 90, you know, 180 days is going to tell a lot about whether he will be back in the NFL at some point.
Well, Areva Martin, they're going to have a lot of splaining to do because Ray McDonald is a football player who punched his pregnant fiancée, and he played the following game, even after the NFL adopted a stiffer punishment for domestic violence because they were criticized for how lightly they went after Ray Rice. Anyway, this guy did it a couple of days after they changed their policy, Areva, and he played that following Sunday.
And I think, Larry, that is to my very point, that the NFL doesn't appear to have a real commitment to this zero domestic violence policy. It seems to respond to media pressure and, you know, what pundits have to say, rather than having the kind of respect they need to have for women and the kind of, you know, lack of tolerance for the actions of their players. Yeah, and until that happens, they're going to be in these horrible situations. They're going to have to explain a lot, and they're going to always be behind the eight ball.
Which is why I say, Areva, the union is not going to be happy, and I think they've got arguments.
Well, we'll see how this plays out. I can't see another team touching Ray Rice at this point. I can't see them risking the kind of backlash. Women around this country are outraged.
I would have said the same thing about Michael Vick. He's been on, what, 3-4 teams now since he came back?
Well, but he went away.
Right.
So that's what I'm talking about. He went to jail. He, you know, committed himself to becoming a, you know, an animal rights advocate. So there's redemption for Ray Rice. And I don't think people think that this 27-year-old man should never have a career again. But I don't think you can, you know, turn the page on this tomorrow. You can't just blink an eye and make this go away. Something very serious happened. And there has to be a period of healing. There has to be rehabilitation. There has to be some real commitment to change. And I don't think you can say that happened in 6 months.
Her website is arevamartin.com or snla.org. Areva, as always, thank you very much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Larry.